T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Having seen Jalen Hurts in the last 2 years, just think about this. In the same offense with the same offensive coaches for 2 years in a row for the first time since he was 16 years old. He goes to California. He gets 3 or 4 weeks of really good training on his footwork and mechanics. It's really showed. His core of his body is stronger.
Bull.
His base is more solid. He's delivering the ball definitely with much more velocity and accuracy. Now he just has to make quick decisions.
All right, that was Sal Palantonio on the Dan Patrick Show, and that was Jack that was disagreeing with what Sal was saying.
Yes,
but I will ask Elliot since Ruben Frank had written in one of his columns last week that he's out of camp and he gave him a solid B, mm-hmm. and said that he's doing a lot better than most people are saying with what Sal just said right there. And I don't know how many practices he's been. I don't really care. I've been to one practice. What, like,
I think maybe two.
Yeah. What, so, like,
well, man, Sal, yeah. was only, like,
do you agree with what Sal said about the velocity and the mechanics and the footwork and things like that?
I agree with some of what he said. I do think that Hurts looks like he's not that he was in bad shape last year. Obviously, he works out a ton, but he does look quicker this year. I agree with the thing about him looking quicker out there. The velocity on the passes. So it's tough because they're not really throwing it deep. I guess you could argue that some
5-yard passes, yeah, they're really fat.
Like, are coming out quicker, I guess.
Is that a good thing?
I would maybe agree with that. Well, I guess it's better.
With better velocity?
Yeah.
I mean, when you throw the ball matters. Like, maybe, like he had said at the end, they're quicker decisions. That's great. But this is what it sounds like, right? It sounds like to me that this is almost like not a canned response, but if you're being positive on Jalen Hurts, this is what's being said. Oh, first offensive coordinator back-to-back years since he was right. Like, these are all things that are being recycled and said about him.
So
he did work out for 4 weeks, and we'll see if it's all paid off. I don't know if it's going to or not. I just haven't heard anybody that's there every day. And Elliot, the day I was down there, mm-hmm. I asked everybody that I know that I have a relationship with that is there out there every day, and they all said the same thing about Jalen Hurts. Kind of like last year. Didn't criticize him. Didn't say anything bad. Just said more or less what I saw last year.
Yeah, and I also think in terms of him getting the ball quicker, I think on, like, the slant patterns to AJ, yeah, maybe you could make – like, I think the times they've connected over the middle, it is kind of, like, snap, and then AJ has it in, like, 2 seconds, 7 or 8 yards down the field or whatever.
So maybe that's a play design.
Yeah, but where I'm not seeing a quicker decision-making – is, when he just drops back and he kind of surveys. Like, I think with those AJ plays, he knows where he's going.
First read. Right, like, when he has to go to the second.
Exactly. So he knows it's out there, right? So in that instance, in those AJ plays, I think the ball looks fast and it's getting out quicker. I don't think overall in his, like, 140 targets or 140 passes that I've charted, I would personally say it looks anything different than last year. But I'm not a mechanics expert. Like, I don't know about his feet. I can't speak to that. I'm just saying, watching the offense and watching him play, I don't see a noticeable difference.
Well, Tom House, that's his name? Tom House?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know how much he's helped out Jalen. What you wanted to see was more accurate passes. He didn't necessarily have an issue with short passes last year. That's not why his completion percentage was at 60%. It's the passes he had to throw past 10, 15 yards down the field where he had some accuracy issues. And that's what you would like to see that would have improved this year, right? Like, that's the part of his game, full off season, working on those mechanics. It doesn't take a lot to get rid of the ball on a 5-yard route. You know what I'm saying? You want that second window.
Right.
You want that over the linebacker in front of the safety window. You want him to be accurate with that throw. You know, that sideline away from the safety shoulder pass that you want to put on the outside of A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. That's the accuracy you want to see from Jalen Hurts. I don't think they or Jalen, I would hope this wasn't his idea or what he had in mind when he worked with Tom House all season, is that I'm going to be better at throwing 5-yard, 10-yard in routes.
Right. Now,
like, it's supposed to go to the second window, second level down the field.
And what you also would like to see is it's training camp. You would like to see him taking risky throws. Like, there's not a –
Yeah, you can't
say,
be afraid to make a mistake.
Right.
No, you can.
Yeah.
But you can say that, though. Right. You can. It's practice.
Yeah. Right. But, like, there's not a lot of passes where it's like he's trying to fit it in a window, to your point, down the sideline, but even, like, in between good coverage and a safety coming.
So
like,
why is that?
Like, I don't need to see him throwing across his body as he scrambles.
Right.
I don't need to see those throws.
Got to try to thread the
needle
a little bit.
But sometimes you got to try to fit the ball in between the safety and the corner and the cover, too. Like, you got to get the ball in that window.
And also, let's be honest. If you're an opposing defensive coordinator and you're preparing for this offense, the one thing you're – like passing game wise, besides a running game, you're stopping is AJ Brown running across the middle of the field. Like it's incredibly easy to stop, and that's no shot at AJ. He's a great receiver and
that's
hard
what you
attack.
Want the
but
Eagles
if,
to do.
If you're a defensive coordinator and you say, okay, what do we have to stop? A 7-yard slant across the middle. Like you could do that.
Yes.
You know, like you don't have to have a super talented defense to stop that.
And you can, I mean, I know AJ's big, but we don't want him getting hit.
Well, that's
all
the other part.
Time.
Like, is AJ just going to run past 7 defenders all season?
Did I see you right? He's had some drops this training camp, AJ.
There was one play where it looked like a drop, and then he tweeted that it was a pass breakup. But no, I don't believe he's had drop issues in camp.
Okay.
That would be
okay.
The only play I can remember.
Right.
It might have not even been
even
a drop.
It was a drop. It's only one.
Yeah, exactly. Getting 50 targets of practice.
He's getting a lot of targets. He was like tied for 16th.
Yeah.
Last year in drops, but they're number 8 had one more drop than he did. So there's a lot we're tied for. I think he had 5 last year or 7 something.
I tweeted that he had dropped it, and other beat reporters did. There were a lot of Titans fans being like, "Oh, here we go!" Like,
yeah.
So who knows? Maybe that's something they
Those
dealt
Titan
with.
Fans are still,
yeah.
They're down there looking at Trey Burks or whatever his name is out of Arkansas.
Maybe that's not. Well, apparently he's running with like the third or second team or something like that.
Yes,
I thought I saw.
They actually are missing AJ Brown. I know they got Robert Woods, but still, I don't even know if he's not practicing. Probably I haven't heard much on Robert Woods.
No, he's an injury. Yeah, he's an injury problem as well. All right, Ellie, do you have a caller to nominate before we go back to the phones here?
So is it like someone, I mean.
Notable caller. You
any
know
notable,
the notable caller.
Callers. Anyone you want.
I'm going to go Chuck from Mount Airy.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like Chuck, I mean, look, you guys have a lot of great callers. When Chuck calls,
I
really enjoy listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Chuck, okay.
I'll go with Chuck.
Yeah. Now on our Twitter.
Even though Chuck hates Jalen Hurts right now.
Well, I'm not talking about his takes. Yeah. And let's be honest, that's an all-time drop. Like, his contribution to the show right there.
Which is a better drop? He is my son or because he's a bum?
Because he's a bum is
awesome. I feel like he's my son.
It's because
he's a bum.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Because he's a bum is sharper. I'll
say
it's
amazing. And
what about Doc Rivers?
You can use it all types of places.
What about the Doc Rivers one?
I'm going to say it slow so we can all pick it up.
Chuck on
Doc
Rivers.
Doc Rivers is an ass.
That's the best one.
That's a good one.
So
didn't he have one of those for Joe DeCamera, too?
He said many moments.
A jackass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at one point, he wanted to fight me, so you never know what he's capable of saying.
That's true.
Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. We asked you who deserves to be in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League the most, Chuck, Wade, Mad Mike, or Andy in Deptford.
Chuck, Wade, Mad Mike or Andy?
Who do you think has the least amount of votes?
Oh, it's definitely Mad Mike.
You think Mad? Oh, yeah, it would have to be Mad Mike, yeah.
Incorrect.
No.
Wade in Chester with just 15%.
Wow.
So the biggest villain is Wade in Chester.
Wow. Boy, I tell you, the tables have turned on Jalen Hurts.
And then you drop the deuce on him.
I'm telling you, man, because that's what that's all about right there.
Yeah.
But they don't like his Jalen Hurts support.
Well, let me ask, do you have Wade or OG Wade?
Oh, they know who it is. They know it's OG Wade.
Probably not enough characters to put OG Wade, but anyway.
I'm saying that could be
part of it.
Other
way
you don't put
Chester.
The OG.
I would have thought Jack put OG Wade on there.
Could have just put OG Wade without Chester.
That's what I mean.
Yes. Did you put Wade in Chester?
Yep.
Yes, I put Wade in Chester.
That's
not his branding.
His name is OG Wade.
Do I need to redo it?
Yes.
Oh, that feels unfair to the other people now.
Well, now, yeah, now Chuck's. We got to count these votes. These votes count.
Andy's going to use this as like.
Andy and Defer 28% right now in second place.
Who's leading?
Chuck and Mount Airy 36%.
Oh, Chuck is leading.
It's Chuck 36.
He got my vote, which is worth 10%.
The first caller was Wade though.
First caller is Wade. Mad Mike has 20%, just ahead of Wade and Chester. Mm. Rasheem in North Philly. Hi, Rasheem. How are you? Rasheem. No, Rasheem.
I didn't wait to ask Rod a second time.
Speaking of Mad Mike, hey, Mad Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
What up, man?
First of all, I'd like to say that I came in and went into the league and dominated, and without an unsuspecting, I've made it all the way to the championship game, so pretty good.
I forgot about that.
He made it to the championship.
He did. Two years ago, yeah.
And I dominated the league, and I trash-talked like a champion all the way to the championship game. Mm.
He was pretty good. Remember that year?
I couldn't decide if Mike would take it, if he would take it seriously.
Oh, no.
Like, he would use it as like a bit the whole time.
He took it serious, and he relished in his victories every week.
True.
He did. Yeah, I remember that.
Trying to prove he's better than Howie is what he's trying to do.
And when I beat up on one of the girl contestants, I told her to make me a sandwich, too.
We told you not to do that then. Not to say that then. Come on, dude.
Anyway.
Who are you, Howard, in like 2012 or 2010?
Dope.
First of all, I wanted to say this. Kevin Kincaid can kiss my butt. I'm going to call this station till my phone doesn't work anymore. Right. And Kevin Kincaid, deal with it.
Yeah,
I'm happy when you
Kevin Kincaid
that.
Of Crossing Broad reacted to Jack's top five at five yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I still haven't looked at that.
Wow, who would have thought?
He called Kevin an enemy of him, not even the Marks and Reese show, so he's made it about him.
The list was basically Jack's five enemies.
And one of the reasons why Kincaid's his criticisms of the show is that the OG Wades and the Mad Mikes and the Yingies call too much. Chuck from Mount Airy's call too much. So.
Kincaids in this area can't do sports anyway. All the Kincaids in this area suck.
All right.
Man, he came out swinging.
Mad Mike, who do you nominate? Who are you nominating?
First, let me just get one point in here real quick.
Let me take one more shot at
someone. Talk about, like, nurturing our quarterback and getting him good at throwing throws. That's what quarterbacks do. Like, if it's so hard for our quarterback to throw, then he shouldn't be our quarterback.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, like, it's not that hard, guys. If your quarterback can't throw the ball, then your quarterback
can't. It's strong to say he can't throw the ball. Like, I think it's fair to question if they can be an elite passing offense with him.
An elite passing offense?
Well, yeah, I think it's fair to question.
Yeah, me too.
An elite passing offense. Every idiot off the street runs. The whole league is.
Forget if it's elite passing offense. Stop it. Both of you, stop it. There's not going to be an elite Jalen Hurts make enough of the throws needed. That's all that we need to talk about.
He just can't. And you know who I nominate? I want to see OG Wade get knocked around like Chuck did last year. That's what I want to see. Let's see your awesome football knowledge. Let's see how OG Wade
does. You agree with me. OG Wade declined the invitation because he was afraid a pencil neck like me would beat him.
Oh, he turned it down.
Yes.
The first time he loses by a lot, he's like, this game's stupid. I'm not playing this anymore.
You know, for as much as he respects Jalen's intangibles and his competitive nature.
He's supposed to have the same. Yeah, he's supposed to display the same thing. Yeah.
For Jalen being his son or whatever that drop is, I'm surprised he was not willing
to
join the league.
I have heard from Wade and Chester. And he said that he will play if he wins.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
If he will not decline the invitation.
He doesn't seem like he's going to win based on the voting so far.
Well, on the callers, he's got two votes.
Yeah, I know.
Who's winning right now?
They should count more.
The callers. I vote the votes in the call line more than Twitter.
Me too.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Way to tell everybody to stop voting on Twitter.
Well, Jack already messed the poll up, so.
Yes. Yeah, way to go ahead and tell everybody don't vote on Twitter.
Let's go to the speech. So,
who's Rod Lakin at, man? Who's running this?
He's drinking coffee somewhere. So, who would you say the biggest disappointment was from Sunday night, Elliot? From everybody involved. Jack's performance.
Including Jack.
Because I have my nominee.
You have your nominee.
Herb from Northeast Philly. He talked about this open practice for weeks, Ike. For weeks he was previewing it. You were ready to take him down the field.
I was in the concourse sweating.
I thought you guys were going to get dinner after that.
Yeah, you jipped me out of that too.
And Herb didn't even show up. Herb, are you okay? What's happened?
No. Hey.
Herb.
What's up, Herb?
Yo.
Yeah, you know, something's wrong with this phone today.
I don't know
what it is. I keep hearing about four or five voices.
Oh, what?
There's three of us on the air now.
I was at the Phillies game. I was at the Diamond Club, 18th row, behind the third base. I saw everybody. I saw Pete Rose, all of them go out. Pete came back.
Now, did you cheer him?
Pete came back and changed the third inning. He lifted up the first
base
bag.
I know.
You see all
Yeah,
that?
They even put him in the broadcast booth.
Let me tell you, it was over 100 degrees out there. It was so hot. I kept eating. I was eating.
All right, so this is why you didn't go to the Eagles game. You were too.
I had tickets. I had tickets for the game. I couldn't even. I was so tired. Okay, that I couldn't even walk from the outside to eat Phillies to walk across the street.
I'm
All
a softie.
My car was parked on the corner. I was going to park over at Wells Fargo.
Listen, Herb, I wouldn't have went to both things either. So I don't blame you for not doing it, but hang on a second. You have to not go to the Phillies game to make sure. You can't preview on the radio for 2 weeks about how Ike's going to take you down, you're going to go to dinner, and then you stand him up. Come on, Herb.
Listen, don't worry. Yeah, we're going to go out to eat when you guys want to do it. That's all we got to find.
Well, I was ready Sunday. I was ready to eat Sunday.
What's that?
I was ready to eat Sunday.
You tell me when.
I just told you last Sunday, man. I had on a pair of slacks and everything. I was ready to go to Del Frisco's. Yeah.
He had a nice shirt on that I liked.
No, but Herb, it was more about that. It's more about, you know, you stood up a former pro bowler who was waiting for you to take you down on the field and introduce you. All right.
The game would start at 7 o'clock that practice.
Have you rehydrated yourself, Herb?
Until 9 o'clock.
Are you working right now?
The restaurant closes at 9.
Is this why he never answers our questions? He can never hear our questions? Yes. Herb, are you working right now?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I've been talking with Jerry Jones. You better watch yourself.
Hold on a second.
What?
You've been
talking with Jerry Jones like for the last couple weeks, so you better
watch yourself. Come on, Herb. So this was when you were in Texas, you're saying?
Wade, too. You better watch yourself, Wade.
All right. All right, Herb. And what have the conversations lately been, you and Jer? The conversations lately. You said you've been talking with Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner. What have the conversations been like lately?
Yeah, Jerry likes me, man.
I know.
Now you're a Cowboy fan.
Because I bring the heat. Yeah.
I think Herb is a Cowboys fan.
So how do you correspond with Jerry, Herb?
I correspond at the I know how to contact them.
That's a great idea. That's what I'm asking. How do you correspond with him?
Right now, he's in Oxnard. You know where Oxnard is?
I do. It's where
California.
They train. But
California.
Do you send notes? Is it like a telegram? You send him a singing telegram?
O-X-N-A-R-D. I tell you so.
All right, Herb. You're funny, man.
I'm listening.
I've always wanted to interview Jerry because I have great respect for him, and I think he's awesome.
I'm working a concert tonight, so if you want to.
Can you book Jerry Jones for
our
show?
What concert are you working tonight?
I'll be over here.
What concert are you working?
WF. Some concert. I don't even know the name of it.
Okay.
The girl, she ain't working tonight. She asked me to work for her.
Okay. Oh. All right. All right, Herb. Listen. Just ask Jerry if he'll come on the show. We'll even tape the interview if he's not available between 2 and 6, okay?
Are you going to be there? Where are you going to be Friday?
Where are we going to be? At Chickie's and Pete's.
Chickie and Pete's? All right.
Yes.
I'll make sure. If I don't have to work.
So Friday, you're going to get Jerry Jones on the show, you're saying?
I'll see you about 3 o'clock. All right.
There he is, Herb.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I love the way he uses WIP like he's calling a friend or
he's
a relative.
Calling, he's like,
yeah, he's calling somebody at home or something. Does he not realize we're on the air?
Well, also, you think he called the Cowboys and was like, yeah, this is Herb from 94 WIP.
I do.
Can I get an interview with Jerry Jones?
Yes, no doubt.
Do you know the Dave Dombrowski story?
No, I don't think I
tell you in a second. Flag and Anthem. Listen, folks, Flag and Anthem is the place to go if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. And right now, it's the end of summer, but you can still get great things for the rest of the summer with Flag and Anthem. Made flex performance polos, the perfect amount of stretch, softness, and sophistication so you can hit the course, head into the office, or relax in the backyard without ever having to change my shirt. Make the last half of summer the best half of summer. Visit flagandanthem.com to stock up on all the gear that you need and use the code WIP. You will get 25% off your order. Do that at checkout. Flagandanthem.com, code WIP, saves you 25%. Premium quality clothes without the premium price tag. Flag and Anthem. All right, he saw Dave Dombrowski at a Texas Rangers game.
Okay.
And we believe that he saw him. He described it believably. So then he said that, oh, Dave told me to call him when he gets back into town. So he was calling just a regular Phillies number.
Right.
And Dave wasn't taking the calls or getting back to him.
Surprising.
Right. Yeah. So would it surprise me that he was yelling at Jerry Jones somewhere in Dallas at some point? Yes.
Calling
no,
Cowboys,
it wouldn't. It
like,
wouldn't.
General yes. number.
Well, hold on. When did he say he saw him?
He didn't.
Oh.
I'm assuming it was on his trip when he was down in Texas seeing the Rangers.
So it wasn't at training camp.
Who knows? I don't think so. We could check back in with Herb to see that. Yeah,
I'm sure he'll call back.
Yeah, I'm sure Gerald will be right there. Yeah. All right, let's go to Kay. Kay in North Carolina. Kay, how are you?
Hey, Johnny Marks. What's up, Ike?
What's up, Kay?
Jack in the back. I just called to give my vote, but then ESP came on and about this practice. You know, we know the Eagles are very strategic about the narrative that they put out about themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just think about it. Like, every time I hear you speak about the practice, it's like, are you at every practice? Do they have practices where you're not there?
Yeah, they call. No, those aren't really practices.
Well,
those
are
walkthroughs.
Yeah. But so I do see every practice. Yeah.
Oh, so you're not considered like quote unquote the real media where they will have you out or you just can't.
That's during the regular season. During training camp, they're able to watch all the practices.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, so all right, so that disregards my conspiracy theory, as if they were just doing this to just because they know about you now, because Coach heard about you, so now they're like,
okay, yeah, so, you know, Coach likes a training camp stat, so
you know, since he's going to go on the radio, we don't want, you know, I was just being a little.
No, I like you, I like, you know,
I like
to play,
that conspiracy theory.
Chess when everyone's
yeah, I like
checkers.
That. I like that. Kay. I like
yeah. You know, like, well, maybe they're doing this on purpose because they can't be this bad. Like, I still have hope, and they're still going to do well. But I would like to vote for my friend, my good fella out in Tennessee, Justin, to be on. Everyone else is just a little bit much lately. So I think Justin will be a breath of fresh air for the fantasy football league.
He could be the nice guy of the league.
Yeah, he's the nice guy in the league.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but he still comes with this, you know, straight.
Oh, yeah.
He's not trying to, you know. Yep. I mean, sneak this, people. I don't got time for sneak this in every day, you know? So,
it does help Justin that he's a couple time a week caller.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't hear from him for a couple weeks because he's busy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't every Saturday. I'm sorry. I need to step my game up, I guess.
No, it's okay. There's no shows on Saturday.
Yeah.
But no, that's what I call for. You guys have
a all right, Kay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure Rod didn't want to hear that one.
Yeah.
No, you can listen Saturday. You got the King.
Saturday, 1
you got
to
the
3.
King from 8 to 10. You got Glenn and Mike Silski from 10 to 1. And then you
power
got
lineup.
Go
you
Birds
got Go
Radio.
Birds. One, what is it? 1 to 3?
1 to 3. 2 hour power hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get the James laugh come through.
So, Elliot, he demanded only 2 hours because we know before. Actually, your endurance is up quite a bit now. You've been hosted a lot. But you were struggling after an hour before.
We worked out all night. I couldn't get it out.
Yeah.
And the honeymoon, man. You're back.
Yeah.
You good?
I'm doing
it. It really pops out and it grows.
Yeah, Elliot.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I had something else for you, but I don't remember
got
it. So
got thrown off.
Yeah, yeah. I got totally thrown off. Well,
it's probably time for me to go.
But it probably months. Nah, man.
Nah.
It goes by so fast.
It does.
Well, yeah. Stay to six.
Yeah, there you go.
Day to six? Nah.
We'll let you go, Elliot.
Yeah. I've been up since 6 a.m., so.
Oh, it's just like me every day of my life.
Out in the sun for 3 hours.
No, I don't care. No sunscreen.
So, yes, you forgot your sunscreen today.
Well, what happened was I got there, and I was on with Angelo at 8, so I had to, like, hurry out to get out the media house. I know. And then I had to get to Gannon, you know, so.
So you did not put sunscreen on today?
No sunscreen. But it doesn't look like I got burned. What do you guys think?
Now you look the same to me.
Yeah,
you look
like you got some tan.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, thank you very much.
No problem, guys.
We'll look. So hold on, real fast. When's practice this week?
So they practice tomorrow at 10, and then, well, 10 for now. We'll see if they move it up again because of the heat. and then they're off Thursday because they play Friday.
Big okay. game Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, can't wait. Probably right. see Jordan Davis quite a bit. See a lot of those guys.
See you at the pregame show.
6 to 7.
We'll talk to you at 3 o'clock,
Saturday's
too.
Saturday's finest. And Ike.
There you have it. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls. Nominate for the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. We don't want the notable callers to nominate themselves. We want you to nominate who should be, what callers should be in the league.
Who's in the lead right now? You said Wade's in the lead?
Wade has the most on-air votes, and Chuck has the most Twitter votes.
Uh-oh.
You want to talk about a rivalry? I mean.
Oh, my God.
So will we have to, 5 o'clock hour, we just have a runoff of those two against each other? Matt, I mean, Andy hasn't got any callers to nominate him.
But Twitter.
Yeah, and he wants back in.
Yeah.
He does.
Very, very much so.
Also, you're going to hear Dan Campbell's speech from the other day.
Oh, Lord, another one?
I mean, I was ready to run through a wall for Jamal Williams and the Lions after hearing him. Dan Campbell's speech, what do you hear this? Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about windows and doors for a second, because, man, it is hot out. We just talked about it, and I'm sure your home, well, if it is warm, either you just don't like air conditioning or you have inefficient windows and doors. If you're talking about cooling your home more efficiently and saving on high energy bills, you got to go Gaida right now. Replace those old drafty windows and doors with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window. And right now, Gaida is offering their best discounts of the year. Folks, I talk about Gaida every, like, 12 months a year. I'm a Gaida customer. This is the best savings you're going to get. 40% off summer sales event going on right now. That's on all expertly installed windows and doors. 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today, no money down. You can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchase is required. Don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Gaida today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GAIDA. It's 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGAIDA.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.